Joining us for a few minutes to talk about it, I would call him maybe Tennessee's good luck charm, Craig Cobb, former Tennessee pitcher, number two on the all-time wins list, by the way. First career SEC win on the road against Arkansas. Is that right, Craig?
Yeah, that's right, Josh. How are you guys?
Yeah, doing well. Appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us about the series. What do you think is the biggest key for Tennessee? What is the focus for Tony Vitello with the players this weekend and trying to get a series win against the number one team in the country?
You know, probably just doing what they continue to do. They pitch well, they play good defense, and they definitely grind out at bats and make the other team worse. So, I mean, they're always in the game. I guess one thing with the expanded capacity this weekend, you know, try not to get too excited and let the emotions get, you know, too big for the, you know, first full crowd of the year, because it's going to be crowded there, it's going to be loud. So, you know, as long as you can keep that in check and, you know, just got to continue to do what they do, they're going to be in any game against anybody in the country.
And Craig, that seems like a really fine line to walk, because this has been a highly emotional team and a feisty team from that standpoint all season.
Yeah, it has been. So, I mean, they definitely kind of come together and they seem to really, you know, enjoy each other's company and play hard. And, you know, hopefully the crowd can be a positive like it was against LSU and, you know, against Vanderbilt. I think, you know, I think those opposing teams kind of heard how loud it was even at half capacity and made some kind of impact. So hopefully the crowd has a positive impact this weekend for Tennessee and kind of distracts Arkansas a little bit.
We're talking to former Tennessee pitcher Craig Cobb. Why has the offense been so good for Tennessee this year?
You know, I think it's just because they don't really give away at bats. I mean, if you look, they don't have a ton of guys hitting above 300, but they all got big or high on base percentages. So, I mean, they got guys doing things, you know, doing what they need to do to get on base. And they've had some guys start to turn it around, like Ferguson has definitely turned it around. You know, a ton of preseason hype there and struggled early on in the year, but he's been really swinging the bat well the last several weeks. So I think getting some guys like that back, and I think they're leading the league in homers right now in SEC play. So early on in the year, it wasn't as much of, you know, the long ball, but now they're really starting to, you know, rack up doubles and homers. And, you know, when you've got guys on base in front of you for that, you know, you can really start piling on the runs like we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
Craig, as a former player, what does it mean to you VFLs out there that Tony Vitello has been able to bring Tennessee baseball kind of back to the forefront in such a short amount of time?
You know, it's been pretty cool. I was telling someone the other day, it's, you know, it's nice to actually have someone ask you about the baseball series, you know, in May, you know, whereas a couple of years ago, you know, by the time SEC started, nobody really cared, because, you know, we went through a pretty long, you know, kind of cellar dweller, era there for about 10 years. So, you know, for me personally, it's been cool to have people come up and say, hey, you know, I'm really excited about the game this weekend. What do you think? You know, and that just hadn't happened in a long time. So, for me personally, I think it's pretty cool. And I'm sure all the other VFLs out there are probably experiencing the same thing.
Yeah, we're talking to Craig Cobb. He's a starter on that 05 World Series team. And this is a team, I mean, this has the potential to go to the World Series, right? And I guess this weekend will give us another idea of how the Vols stack up against the best competition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, they've kind of been hanging out there in the top five, top ten all year. You know, they've definitely proven themselves winning, you know, seven of eight SEC series so far. You know, SEC is the best conference. So, I mean, they're near the top of this league. You can, you know, you definitely have the chance to win, get to Omaha and win in Omaha. They're deep. You know, like I said, there's just a bunch of tough at-bats in the lineup. And so, I mean, you know, if they can continue to stay hot and, you know, just not run into a buzzsaw, they can, you know, they can definitely make it to Omaha. And, I mean, they've got a legit shot to win.
And Craig, what do you think Tennessee learned from the Vanderbilt series that they can apply to this series?
You know, I think you kind of get the shock of, hey, this is the number one team in the country, you know, coming to our ballpark. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of hype in that. You know, you feel it when you're playing someone of that caliber, you know, that's ranked that highly in the country or the best team in the country. So, you know, them having the number one team in the country coming into their ballpark is not something new. at this point. So I think having that experience behind them is great. And, you know, fortunately they don't have, you know, some guys like Rocker and Leiter like Vanderbilt had, you know, as starting pitchers. I mean, Arkansas is good, but I mean, nobody's got two guys of that caliber. So, you know, I think really just having that experience of already playing a number one team in your own ballpark is probably the biggest key there.
Yeah, and before we let you go, Craig, let's go back to the mound. What do you look for from Tennessee's pitchers this weekend against Arkansas?
You know, just continue to do what they do. They don't really want guys. They fill up the strike zone and are always competitive and kind of putting the pressure on the other team. So, I mean, as long as you're not giving out free passes and continue to fill up the strike zone and make good pitches, I think, you know, you should come out on top more often than not. So, you know, they do a really good job of that. They've done a really good job the whole time that Coach Vitale and Coach Anderson have been here about, you know, filling up the strike zone and not walking guys and giving out free passes. So to me, I think that's a huge key, you know, and they've been good all year. So just, you know, don't try to do too much. Just do what you've been doing.
Former Tennessee pitcher Craig Cobb, he was on the mound in these big games. It's a big series for Tennessee with the Razorbacks in town this weekend. Hey, Craig, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.